Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Don't live in the past. Don't hold on to something that's changing fast. What we are is what we are, and what we wear is vintage clothes.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Paul McCartney's collaboration with Starbucks record label Hear Music is starting out strong. His new album, Memory Almost Full, debuted at number 3 on the Billboard charts with 161,000 albums sold in its first week. That is Sir Paul's best first week outing since 1997's album Flaming Pie. But one music industry analyst isn't so excited. Bob Lefsetz writes the Lefsetz Letter, an online newsletter and blog. Bob, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hey, good to be here.
So that first week, you know, those numbers look pretty good to us, 161,000 records in 1 week.
With that level of hype, he should have sold 2 million records. Was there any place that Paul McCartney was not featured? He was banging over the heads of caffeinated people all across America. Boomers were where the record, he could only come in at number 3.
So are you suggesting that that caffeine is what's fueling the record sales?
No, I am referencing the fact that the album was available at Starbucks. What happened was they had this Ray Charles comeback record, which sold to a great degree, and the people at the company, Concord Records, who were in partnership with Starbucks on the McCartney record, they said, hey, they had the movie, the guy died, it helped sell the record. But for a while, for a brief period, about a year, year and a half, Starbucks, because it had a limited number of titles, acted as a filter. Therefore, people would buy product at Starbucks. Only if somebody is out of it, as Paul McCartney, would know that that was 2 years ago. Now, if you talk to the people in Starbucks, they cannot sell anything because they've overwhelmed the customer. In this particular case, as a result of a huge hype campaign, they sold a certain number of records, but the paradigm is dead. Starbucks is not where you buy music.
So this is far from being the future of music retail, you think?
This is the rear end of the tail, you know, this is like it.
Well, it's a pretty massive campaign. I mean, the album is playing nonstop at stores on the day of its release. You know, they're estimating 6 million people in more than 10,000 stores in 29 countries. Why wouldn't that sort of thing work? I mean,
because you can't jam things down people's throats anymore, you know. I have, 500 channels. I have super high-speed internet. I have an iPod. I have multiple iPods. I get to choose what I want. When you're jamming something down my throat, I know who Paul McCartney is. And believe me, if he actually put out a good record, everybody would be knocking on my door and saying, hey, there's a good record out by Paul McCartney. But they're not doing that, which proves that the record is not that good because there's so few good things out there. It's like that movie Once, okay, with very little hype. It comes out. Everybody's talking about how good it is, and the grosses are good because there's so little good stuff out there. Paul McCartney thinks he's still living in the 60s, never mind Starbucks 2 years ago.
So the album is called Memory Almost Full.
Right.
And it is kind of ubiquitous. And in fact, there is this song, which is on TV. It's on Amazon.com. It's called Dance Tonight.
Everybody gonna dance around tonight. Everybody gonna dance around. Everybody gonna hit the ground. Everybody gonna dance around tonight. Well, you can come on to my place if you want to. You can do anything you wanna do. Everybody gonna dance tonight. Everybody gonna feel alright. Everybody gonna dance.
Dance Tonight is from the new Paul McCartney CD, his 21st solo album, Memory Almost Full, which debuted at number 3 on the Billboard Top 200. We're talking to Bob Lefsetz, who is author of The Lefsetz Letter, an online blog. And Bob,
I got a comment twice there. I would tell your listeners, go to Amazon.com. When you pull up the record, Memory Almost Full, there's a video where he plays it acoustically live, which is kind of cool. And then he literally begs you to buy the record. He says, buy it for yourself, buy it for your copies, buy millions.
Right.
He's a Beatle. The other thing, which of course is a cheap shot, okay, but John Lennon would be doing something far in excess of rolling his eyes. When they were in the Beatles together, one, it's well known, Paul McCartney himself has said this, that the original lyric for Yesterday was scrambled eggs. In this particular case, he needed to change the lyrics. If he was still involved with John Lennon, he said, dance tonight, give me a break.
It is kind of a funny little video that he's put together for Amazon.com. The strangest thing to me, I don't know why, after all these years of watching Paul McCartney play the bass left-handed, it bothers me to see him playing the mandolin left-handed, but it does. be that as it may. What, I mean, look, that's no Yesterday, but that's a perfectly pleasant bit of pop.
Pleasant. Okay, so if Pink releases a pleasant song, if I knocked on your door and said, Britney Spears did something pleasant, are you interested?
No, but...
Well, listen, I'm a Paul McCartney fan. The debut solo, Band on the Run, Venus and Mars, the song Letting Go off Venus and Mars, I really know his material. And if he were to put out a great record, I would be interested. But this guy who dyes his hair and seems to have had an operation on his eyes to lift his brow, he basically thinks that we should care just because it's Paul McCartney. It's kind of sickening.
Well, what do you think of the record?
I think the record is a serviceable Paul McCartney record. But I've been told there's been a comeback so many times with Flowers in the Dirt. Mm-hmm. Okay, then last year, or a couple years ago, Niles Good, the Goodrich record. This is the guy who does Radiohead produced the record.
Right.
And none of these things equal that. So it becomes sad. It's like a prize fighter getting back in the ring and constantly losing.
Well, you know, H.L. Mencken once famously said that nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public. Do you think there's a little, I mean, it's kind of cynical to suggest.
I don't believe this is intelligent. I don't think music is about intelligence. Music is something that resonates deeply inside. And he has not made something that's resonated with the general public in decades. Not because he's not talented. Probably because he is too far removed from the average person and is not hungry enough and has no editor.
What about the question of quality? I mean, at the end of the day...
That's exactly my point. The quality is not high enough. I don't want to go too far off point. We see this with Kelly Clarkson. She insisted on writing her own material. She's at war with her label. Well, the material came out. It's not good enough. I think it's great that she said, I want to be an artist, but she's not good enough. It's like Paul McCartney. I think it's great there's a new Paul McCartney record. I just think it were better. But what I'm really reacting against is not Paul himself. A lot of people don't like his put him scrunched up like he's 15 in all the advertising. It is the saturation hype. I cry uncle whenever the media is jamming stuff down our throat. Enough already. And then we have the mainstream media picking up on the story because they're just fed by the publicists. The average person has tuned this stuff out. You talk to the people who work in Starbucks. They're having competitions to actually try to sell more copies of these records. Starbucks is giving stuff away. Their heads are going to explode it's overwhelming to them.
Bob, I think we're going to give you a chance to go get yourself some Starbucks or something. You need to wake up a little bit. Bob Lefsetz is author of the Lefsetz Letter, which is an online newsletter and blog. And Bob, thanks very much for being with us on the program today.
You bet.
We've been talking about Paul McCartney's new record, Memory Almost Full. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about classical musicians who in the past have bitterly opposed replacing human players with computers in the orchestra pit. Now, some are arguing that it's the best hope for revitalizing the art. Also, Afro-Cuban singer-songwriter Jose Conde performs live in our studio. And to take us out, it's Paul McCartney's 65th birthday today. I don't think Bob Lefsetz will be invited to the party, but here's some music to wrap up the program. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Rob Christensen. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter, with Patrick Rivers and Alicia Abbott. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.